The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, the 7th day of November. I want to start off with Ann McGinty, who is with us from Columbia Weavers and Spinners.
Yes.
Good to have you here, Ann McGinty.
Thank you, Paul.
And what have we got? Oh, you've got your event coming up, what, Friday? Saturday?
Right. So tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday.
3 days.
3 days. And it's an event where we have, in our guild, we have about 50 members, and about 25 of them make things. Once a year, we come out and we market ourselves and we sell them. So Friday night from 5:30 to 8, we have our reception, and everyone's invited to come and have light refreshment and first pick of anything that we're putting out for sale.
Okay.
All right. And then Saturday, we're open 9 to 4, Sunday, 11 to 3. And what we have on Saturday and Sunday that people might be interested in is our event is free, so people are welcome to come out and bring their family and friends, and we have demonstrations, so people can try out a loom, they can sit with some knitters, they can learn how to spin, that type of thing. And where we're at...
So you're going to actually be giving classes on spinning?
Well, not classes as much as just a demonstration showing people, because we have a lot of people in our group that actually grow their own fiber, so they may have llamas or sheep, or their instructors at Access Arts and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so we want people to come and join us and have fun. So if you're a knitter, you can bring your knitting and come out and sit for a while.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
It is. And where we're at, it's the Boone County Historical Society, and they have such great windows and light there so that you can see good color and all of the things.
So you can come out to your event and mm-hmm. you can bring your own knitting.
Yes.
And maybe even if you're hung up on something,
yes.
you could go up to one of the experts there and say, what do I do here?
Yes.
can't quite figure this
exactly.
out.
Exactly. And we want people to be able to feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
We in our guild, we also have study groups. And so like if you wanted to get together with a group of people that are knitters or weavers or people that do surface design for fiber, we have a group for you. We have dyers. We have all kinds of different people.
Okay. So you can come out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Boone County Historical
Yes.
Society.
And, yes. And so, as people know, that's just off of 63. Uh-huh. And so we'll have big signs out there. And we have parking. And it's free.
Yeah. And you brought along an
a
item here.
Things, yeah.
Now, if you want to see what we're talking about, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can see it. But why don't you tell us what this is?
Well, this is a basket, and I'm a basket maker, and so this is actually my little basket.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's really simple to do. It's an organic shape. It's made of seagrass.
You know what? And it's rather unique.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a basket. You know what I thought it was?
No, a hat.
I thought it was a hat.
Yes.
I thought it was a hat because
right.
this really could be used as a hat.
Yes, yes. Actually, where I first learned basketry, some of the women were hat makers at one time. But I want to tell you that this is symbolic of what we do because there are no two things alike in our group.
Right, I can see that.
And everything is like, this is a scarf that was woven by Paula McFarlane. This is cotton.
Okay. So go on the website and look at this because mm-hmm. these are beautiful.
It is. And again, all of our things are handmade, handcrafted, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of smart, talented people.
Oh.
And we have a lot, and we have a variety. So we have people that do, like this is a very simple woven object, but it's done beautifully done. We have, let me just tell you real quick.
Okay, because we're almost out of time.
I know. And so what we have are, we have scarves, we have napkins, we have table linens, we have gloves, we have hats, we have clothing, we have paper art, we have bookmarks, we mm-hmm. have small gifts.
You've got it all.
We got it all.
And it's all set for Christmas. Go this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday
yes.
at the Walters Boone County Historical Museum.
Please.
All right.
And come see us.
Ann McGinty, thank you so much. What time Friday?
Friday is 5:30 to 8.
And Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday is 9 to 4. Sunday is 11 to 3.
Okay. You got it. Okay. Now I turn to your friend over here, mm-hmm. Liz Schmidt. She's not going to mind that you took some of her time away from us.
No, no. Not a bit. We've known each other forever.
Not a bit.
Right,
in fact,
Liz Schmidt.
I have very little to say today. You're lucky.
Well, League of Women Voters, you've got an event coming up.
Yes,
well, hers
we
event's
do.
This weekend. Yours is November 21st.
Right, 2 whole weeks away. And we're having a forum. Believe it or not, the League of Women Voters got interested in agriculture this year.
Mm.
And one of the huge discussion items is genetically modified organisms known as GMOs,
yeah,
which Monsanto Chemical sells all over the world as seed, and some companies will take it, some won't. We're going to have a fair and balanced discussion about
this. And you know what some of the farmers who have saved, they've grown the product, and then
yes,
they've saved part of it for seed. And apparently they have been sued because even though it was their own seed,
I know it,
they are not allowed to use it.
I know it.
Even though they grew it.
And they do something in the thing to make it resistant to certain bugs. But apparently, I really don't know. I'm going to know a lot more about it when we get through with this. Dr. Pat Westhoff, who's with the university, but he is director of Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute,
okay,
which is apparently worldwide. They have come here to MU to learn, and they get a lot of people here in agriculture. We are one of the huge agriculture states, and beef, lamb, all mm-hmm, meat products. They
so
have
this
to eat
is all
the grain.
Going to be covered on
I don't
November
know if, 21st? I don't know how fast he talks.
How many hours have you got here?
That's it. We have to be out of the library by 9. So.
And it starts at 7. Starts at 7.
6:30 for cookies.
Oh, the cookies. The world famous
cookies.
League of Women Voters cookies reception at 6:30.
Right. And then he starts at 7, and it will be taped and rebroadcast too, I think, at some point in time. But anyway, he's a very famous guy, and we're going to have him come and
yeah,
talk to us.
And this is something that really everybody should be interested in.
Yes, there's a
the
lot
genetically
of
genetically modified organisms, because it has to do with what we eat.
What we eat, what we become, what our animals become, and then up the food chain and all this. It's and many of the urban agriculture people in Colombia are growing their own so that we have locally produced food products. We will have that side of it too. So that
well, you're covering all bases, aren't
yeah,
you?
We hope to. So that it isn't just pro-GMO. It's going to be also the other side.
I've heard both ways.
Yes.
I've heard both ways. And I was really surprised when I read the story in the paper about the farmers being sued
yes,
for saving their seeds
yes,
and replanting.
Yes. And okay, that's one of the big things. Locally produced things. We have the farmer's market here. We have
okay,
just a lot of things that
if people want more information, you go Thursday, November the 21st
that's
at the
right,
Columbia Public Library, 6:30 for cookies and refreshments, 7 o'clock
yes,
for the session.
And it's lwv.org on the web.
Okay, Liz Schmidt, so, thank you so much for
you
coming
bet,
by.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Vera Massey will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyung. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have an idea of something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.